Welcome back, sex fans. Today is Monday, February 18th, 2008, and you are lucky enough to be listening to the podcast edition of Dr. Dick's Sex Advice with an Edge with your host, that international sensation, Dr. Dick. That would be me. Today's podcast is brought to you by one of my all-time favorite sponsors, Dr. Dick's Stockroom. You'll find this treasure trove of sexually stimulating toys, implements, and fetish gear right there at the top of drdicksexadvice.com. Just look for the My Stockroom tab. You'll surely enjoy shopping at Dr. Dick's Stockroom just because it's so damn fun and easy. Yes-a-ree sex fans, you can spare yourself the embarrassment of skulking down to your local sex emporium to pick up all those nasty toys you've been drooling over. You can forget about seedy storefronts and unsavory neighborhoods, and you don't have to worry about leering salesmen scrutinizing what you buy. Why? Because you shop from the privacy of your own computer. Thanks to Dr. Dick's Stockroom, it's never been easier or more discreet to be a big fat pervert. Be sure to take a moment out of your hectic schedule and visit My Stockroom today. You'll be glad you did. Before we begin, I'd like to remind you all of the Lickety Split Sex Advice Podcast Voicemail Hotline at 866-422-5680. That's 866-422-5680. As you know by this time, this is a no-pressure voicemail kind of setup, and it's free! No human will answer your call, least of all me. So don't be shy, my pretties. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Okay, on with the show. Our first correspondent today is Leticia. She's 20 and she writes from LA. I'm 20 and my boyfriend is 25 and a lot bigger than I am. I'm only 5'7 and 120 pounds. He is 6'3 and nearly 230 pounds. We just started having sex, and I love being with him like that. He makes me feel safe and secure because he is so big, but he's also really gentle. Sometimes, though, when he's on top, I feel like he's going to crush me. I think we need to try out another position. What do you think? And how do I get him to try one? Thanks. Yeah, I think it's high time for another position. Or better yet, several other positions. You know, some folks really get off on the feeling of being trapped under a mound of man, or a mound of woman for that matter. But if that's not your bag, that sensation can be really uncomfortable. We'll run through a few new positions in a minute, but first, I'd like to respond to your question about how you get him to try one. Is there any reason that you can't come right out and simply make the suggestion? The big galoot sounds like he's a pretty accommodating guy. Listen, most men are up for at least this amount of sexual experimentation. And who knows where this little adjustment could lead? You may find that if you open the door to change by experimenting with a different position or two, you guys could be on your way to a lot of other adaptations in the future. And experimentation is the very best way to prevent your fucking from getting boring. Okay, so it's clear to me that you guys are well acquainted with the so-called missionary position. Your man on top of you, and you're under, but face to face with him. Not a bad place to start. This position surely allows for a lot of physical front-to-front body contact, as well as face-to-face contact, including kissing. Lots of folks like this position because of the intimacy it provides. I hasten to add that this isn't the only position that allows you for face-to-face fucking, but I don't want to get too far ahead of myself. The downside of the missionary position is that it can be a whole lot of work for the partner on top, while being really confining for the partner on the bottom, as you well know. This position is ideal for your man to grab hold of your tits, but not so pretty good if he wants to get his hands on your clit. So right away, it's pretty clear why men prefer this position. While most guys have a fairly good idea what to do with a pair of hooters, they are often much more perplexed when it comes to what to do with a clit. Unfortunately, this can leave a woman pretty unsatisfied. I suppose you could vary things a bit by sitting on a couch, legs spread, with your man on the floor on his knees. This way he could happily plug away at you without weighing you down. Since your boyfriend won't have to balance himself with his hands while over you, as he currently does, his hands will be free to move over your body. The opposite of the traditional missionary position is the woman on top, or cowgirl position. This is a sweet position for a chick, mostly because it allows her to fully control the speed and depth of her dude's thrusts. All you have to do here, Leticia, is to climb up on top of your man while he lays on his back. With your legs on either side of his hips, you can easily access his cock for a nice hand job before you guide it home. Since you'll be able to move up and down his body at will, you can direct his dick at your clit and use it like a dildo. This is also a great position for anyone who wants to experiment with ass fucking. And all the while, your man will still have free access to your boobs. So he'll be as happy as a pig in shit, don't you know? Then there's the reverse cowgirl, which is just like the cowgirl, only you face away from your man. He gets to admire your ass and pull your hair. You get complete access to his Johnson and the family jewels. Listen, feel free to give those huevos of his a nice squeeze, and pull on them too. He probably does this to himself when he's working his meat on his own. Most men get off on ball play big time. Once inside of you, his boner will hit the back of your pussy as opposed to the front, and lots of women like this kind of different stimulation. If you're looking to stay with a more traditional style, consider the benefits of spooning. It's just like the missionary position, but instead of him being on top of you, you are both on your side. Right away you can see the benefits of that, huh? He can still wrap you up in his big burly arms and even throw a leg over you to complete that sense-you-around sensation. You can do this face-to-face or with your back to his front. This makes for an effortless fuck. So much so that couples have been known to doze off mid-screw in this position. This is perfect for when you kids are too pooped for an athletic pop. Then there's the ever-popular doggy style or rear entry position. This is well suited for both pussy fucking and ass fucking. In this position, you'll be on your knees face down, while your stud takes you from behind. The best part of this position is the freedom you both will have to use your hands. You can prop yourself up with one of your hands and still have the other one free to diddle your clit or grab your boyfriend's nuts between your legs. He, on the other hand, can clasp your hips with one hand and still have the other to manhandle your tatas. If you like the feel of your big, strong man enveloping you, this is a swell position for you. What you might lack in face-to-face intimacy, you surely will make up for in vigorous fun. For a sweet, gentle fuck, you could try sitting on your man's lap. Here's how this happens. He's seated in a chair or cross-leg on the floor while you sit astride him in his lap. You can mount him face-to-face or with your back to him. This position doesn't allow for a whole lot of athletic thrusting, but it's fantastic for some delicious, slow, rhythmic rocking. And the top partner, you, Leticia, will be able to set the rhythm. your hands will be totally free to tweak his nipples. Turnabout is fair play, right? Or you can guide his hands to your clit and show him what's up down there. Lastly, there's the good old-fashioned stand-up position. This is particularly appropriate for those desperately horny moments that allow for only a quick zipless fuck. Since your boyfriend is such a strapping lad, he'll have no problem sweeping tiny little you off your feet and planting his unit inside you. This takes a bit of balance and stamina, particularly on the part of your boyfriend, but these overheated, hormonally driven encounters don't tend to last very long, if you catch my drift. Remember, you don't need to stick to just one of these positions per fuck. You can mix and match and change positions at will. You can even make a game of this. One of you could decide on the position while the other of you determines the type of movement, angle of penetration, rhythm, and speed. Good luck. Hey, Dr. Dick, what is that toll-free podcast voicemail telephone number again? Why, it's 866-422-5680. And don't forget, it's free. Next, we hear from Chris. He's a male. That's all I know about him. We don't know where he's located or what his age is. And his question is really short. Can a man have an orgasm without ejaculating? You betcha, Chris. And not only that, but it's relatively easy for a man to become multi-orgasmic. On the other hand, it's very, very rare indeed for a guy to be multi-ejaculatory. This phenomenon, while not completely unheard of, is generally something that only happens to young men. It's pretty evident to anyone who's paying the least amount of attention that an ejaculation is not the same thing as an orgasm. And anyone paying the least amount of attention would also know that it's possible to ejaculate without having an orgasm. But that's the problem, isn't it? Most of us menfolk don't really take the time to notice how our bodies work, and so we miss the distinction between the two. What do you say we take a minute to discern the difference between an ejaculation and an orgasm? Maybe this will encourage those in my audience who haven't yet stopped to notice, and invite them to pay a bit more attention to their sexual responses. When we shoot, or dribble, as the case may be, a load, or a dab, as the case may be, of spooge out our cock, this is an ejaculation. When we have undulating waves of pleasure that seem to rise up from deep inside our pelvis, this is an orgasm. There are big ones and small ones. Obviously, these two responses, ejaculation and orgasm, often happen simultaneously. In fact, the muscle contractions of the one often add to the intensity of the other, but still, they are independent of one another. Another thing, a guy can ejaculate and orgasm without an erection. Just because there's no stiffy doesn't mean the nerve endings are disconnected. But again, few men bother to discover the joys of a soft cock. And some even have shame when they have difficulty getting an erection. Now that's just too damn bad, because it just adds to performance anxiety. An orgasm is an orgasm is an orgasm, regardless if you are a man or a woman. They're simply waves of pleasure generated by the release of sexual tension and the accompanying muscle contractions. If a guy is to become multi-orgasmic, he's got to learn to ride the wave without rushing to conclude the event with an ejaculation. Some guys do this through edge play, others through tantric sex practices. Either way, the end result is the same. You prolong the pleasure with the intention of building to an explosive orgasm, which may or may not include an ejaculation. In terms of physiology, an ejaculation is merely a muscle reflex. These can happen independent of conscious pleasuring, like in a wet dream. The same is true for someone with a spinal cord injury. He will indeed ejaculate with the proper stimulus, he just won't feel it. At the same time, both paraplegic men and women report having orgasmic feelings that are not the result of any genital contact. They say their orgasms are centered in kissing or nipple play or neck or ear stimulation or some other kind of erotic touch. I know several well-bodied men who claim to have nipple-generated orgasms too. I even know a woman who once claimed that she was able to fantasize herself to orgasm. Our bodies are amazing that way. Unfortunately, most of us never discover the tremendous capacities of our bodies because we condition ourselves to expect the same response from the exact same stimuli. You know how some folks are talking about having different kinds of orgasms? Vaginal orgasms, G-spot orgasms, clitoral orgasms, prostate orgasms, and the like? Well, it's not that one orgasm is physiologically different than another. It's more an issue of how complex our bodies are. We are hot-wired for pleasure in several places on our body. We can discover that stimulating different pleasure centers will achieve a similar response. Men who don't take the time to explore the capacities of their bodies basically lose out. It's like having a $100,000 Ferrari automobile to drive and then only driving it in first gear. We miss out on so much in our rush to come. We conflate the two very different experiences, ejaculation and orgasm, leaving a vast territory of pleasure unacknowledged, let alone explored. Good luck. Hey, Dr. Dick, what is that toll-free podcast voicemail telephone number again? Why, it's 866-422-5680. Don't be shy. Let it fly. Hey, sex fans, in light of all the mail that I'm receiving lately from both women and men asking about anal stimulation, I want to welcome you to the wonderful world of butt plugs. Not sure what a butt plug is, or why you would want one? Or maybe you sure enough know a butt plug when you see one, but you just don't know how to go about choosing the right one for you. Well, never fear, because Dr. Dick is here with yet another one of his handy-dandy sex toy advisories, plug your hole in three easy steps. A butt plug is an anal stimulation device that allows you to enjoy sustained anal pleasure and prostate stimulation for the menfolk without the worry of having your toy fall out, or worse, disappear up your hole. Let's look at a typical butt plug to get a feel for how it works. Unlike most dildos and other anal toys, a butt plug is shorter and has a unique shape. The insertable part is often a tapered cone shape, designed for easy insertion and that filled up feeling while it's in place. The plug tapers more dramatically near the base into a notch. This allows your sphincter muscle to close down on the plug, keeping it firmly in place. Finally, the wide base keeps it from slipping inside your bum. Pretty gall darn clever, huh? But why would I want a plug in my butt, you might ask? Well, that, my friend, is a question only a novice butt pirate would ask. Unfamiliar with the joys of butt play, are you? Well, here's the 411 on anal pleasuring. Your butt is chock full of nerve endings that, when stimulated, induce intense pleasure. And a butt plug can be worn for hours at a time for a sustained dose of devilish delight. Once you decide to give a butt plug a try, you'll have loads of options to choose from. There's a slew of different sizes, shapes, colors, and textures. They come in different materials, and some even vibrate. How fun is that? Let's look at these options in turn. Start with size. If you're new to the whole anal thing, I recommend that you try something small. You'll want an insertable length of less than 4 inches and a diameter of about 2.5 inches. But if you're feeling a bit more daring and you want to increase the insertable length and or diameter, hey, knock yourself out, my friend. There are dozens of sizes available. Next, you choose a material. You got the dimensions that you want, but you're not sure what kind of material you want plugging your hole. I know that sounds funny at first, but it may actually matter what you insert where the sun don't shine. Say, Dr. Dick, how do I know what material is best for me? Excellent question. See, you're becoming a well-informed consumer already. Let me detail some of the finer points for you. First, there's latex. That's the granddaddy of all sex toy material. Its pluses are it's inexpensive, it's soft and flexible, and you can use both water-based and oil-based lubes. The minuses, it's porous, thus less hygienic, it's difficult to clean, and it has a distinctly rubbery odor. Next come jellies. This advancement in chemistry has transformed ordinary latex into an even softer and more pliable jelly. The pluses are, it's inexpensive. It's super soft and flexible. It has a peeling, translucent, jelly-like appearance. You can use it with both water-based and oil-based lubes, and it comes in a variety of colors. Minuses? Still pretty porous, thus less hygienic. It's difficult to clean, and it continues to have that rubbery odor. Next, we have silicone, a non-latex product that comes in two varieties, firm and soft. The pluses, durable and long-lasting, easy to maintain, hypoallergenic, waterproof. You can sterilize silicone toys by boiling them. They're bleachable, dishwasher safe, more realistic feel, retains body heat, comes in a variety of colors, and there is less of an odor. Minuses? More expensive, and you can only use water-based lubes. Then there's stainless steel. It's a smooth, hard thing of beauty. The pluses are it's super durable and long-lasting. It's non-porous, easy to maintain, hypoallergenic, waterproof. You can sterilize stainless steel toys by boiling them. They're bleachable, dishwasher safe, much heftier in weight, no unpleasant odor. They can be warmed or chilled, and you can use water-based or oil-based lubes. Minuses? They're pretty expensive, and they're also hard and inflexible. Then there's Pyrex glass. Pyrex is a hard, dense glass that will not shatter or splinter. It's smooth, hard, and a work of art. Have you seen them? The pluses, super durable, long-lasting, non-porous, easy to maintain, hypoallergenic, waterproof. You can sterilize Pyrex toys by boiling them. They're bleachable, dishwasher safe, hefty weight, no unpleasant odor. They can be warmed or chilled, and you can use both water-based and oil-based lubes. Minuses? Like the stainless steel, they're pretty expensive, and they're also hard and inflexible. Then, there's super soft. This is a new material that has the closest feel to real-life skin. It can be both soft and rigid. The pluses of super soft, it's less expensive, and it has a really great texture. The minuses, well, it's very porous, thus less hygienic. Always use a condom with these butt plugs. Use only with water-based lubes, and it's difficult to clean, and it has a distinctly rubbery odor. Finally, there's rubber, the old standby. The pluses, it's very inexpensive. They're durable, long-lasting, waterproof, use with both water-based and oil-based lubes, and they come in a variety of colors. The minuses, again, they're very porous, less hygienic, difficult to clean, and have a distinctly rubbery odor. Next, you'll want to choose any special features that you might want. Once you've decided on the material, you can customize your butt plug with special features like it being bendable, inflatable. You can get one with a multi-speed vibrator and or a suction cup. Next, you choose texture. Latex, silicone, and rubber butt plugs come in an array of textures. Which one of these buggers will tickle your fancy? Bulge? Nodule? Nubbed? Ribbed? Smooth? Studded? Swirled? Veiny? Velvety? It's your choice. Butt plugs come in a load of delectable colors and even more shades and hues. Looking for something rosy red or jet black? Something to match your eyes or to go with your day glow lime undies? You'll not have any difficulty finding your heart's desire. Enjoy! Well, that's it for today, sex fans. I'm so glad that you could join me. Tune in next week for more sex advice with an edge with your host, me, Dr. Dick. Again, this week's podcast sponsor is Dr. Dick's Stockroom. Listen up, you guys. If your sex life needs a little sprucing up, and whose doesn't, I want you to mosey on over to my online sex emporium and pick out something really naughty for yourself or another perv in your life. I mean, if you can't find what you're looking for in my stockroom, you'd better just call off the search right now. Dr. Dick has put together a dazzling array of products that will liven up even the most ho-hum sex life. Not sure what to buy? Take a look at my monthly ever-so-popular sex toy awareness feature. You will find a link to this amazing resource in the category section in the sidebar of my site. It's chock full of swell gift-giving ideas. Look for the My Stockroom tab right there on the front page of DrDickSexAdvice.com. Say, would you like to become a sponsor for one or more of my weekly sex advice podcasts? As you know, I plug a product and service at the beginning and end of each show, just like I'm doing now. Each podcast has its own posting on my site, along with the name of the podcast sponsor and a banner for the product or service. The beauty part of this unique opportunity is that once a sponsor's ad is included in a particular podcast, that sponsor is embedded there forever. Your sponsorship also underscores your social conscience. Your marketing dollars will not only go to promote your product, but you will be doing so while helping to disseminate badly needed sex education and sexual enrichment messages throughout the world. Simply put, you just can't get a better bang for your advertising buck. For further information, contact me at Dr. Dick, that's Dr. Dick, at DrDickSexAdvice.com. And look for Dr. Dick's podcasts on iTunes. You will find me in the podcast section under Health, subcategory Sexuality, or just search for Dr. Dick's Sex Advice. And don't forget to subscribe. Until next week, remember, sex is good, and good sex is even better. Over and out.